And so far we have learned the machlokes, Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef. What is the reason of the Mishnah, Einoisen kli tachas haner lekabel boyes hashemen? One is not permitted to put a keli underneath a ner in Shabbos, that the shemen, the oil, should drip on this keli. Rabbi said the reason is, ein kli nitl elo bishvil dover hanitl. One is not permitted to be metaltal a keli, unless the purpose of the tiltal is, he's being metaltal for something that is also hadover hametaltal. But he's metaltal a keli for a dvar mukzeh, so that is not permitted. Ein kli nitl elo bishvil dover hanitl. And we had learned on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis that this halacha depends. Hatzola mitzuya hitiru, hatzola she'ena mitzuya lo hitiru. If there's a necessity that is very shchia to be metalful akeli, so then they were matter even for a davar she'ena nitl. Hatzola she'ena mitzuya, amilsa d'loy shchicha, they were not matter tiltal hakeli letzerich davar she'ena nitl. That is shitas rabbi. Shitas rabbi Yosef is that the reason a noisning keli tachas haner is because mevatal keli mehechonoi. By making that mukzah should fall into the keli, so in that way he's making that it is impossible to move the keli. So Rashi says it's ki'ilu his kaiveya loy mokayim u'mechabroi, and it's me'ein meleches boina. Now let us see the Gemara further. Kaifen es hasal lifnei ho'afroichim, one is permitted to turn over a sal, a basket, in front of afroichim, sheyalu, that they should go and jump on the sal, v'yerdu. So it would seem the kasher is, Asus, he's being metaltal akeli, for a dover mukzeh, that the dover mukzeh should go on top of the sal, that afroichim abalichai is mukzeh. So he's being kaifa the keli, that the afroichim should go on top of the sal. So before we go into the hemshech of the Gemara, let us see Taisvis. Kaifin es a sal, la'el le'motzi porich mino, ta'atzola mitzuye. And Rabbi, there's no kasha whatsoever, because this is a hatzola mitzuye, this is necessary each Shabbos. So even though the pu'ula is le'tzeirich davo she'nei nitl, but since it's a hatzola mitzuye, that is mutter. The shaila is according to Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, if he's taking the keli and putting it in front of the afroichim, in order that the afroichim should jump on the keli, so it comes out that he's mevatel a keli me'echonot. So how is he permitted to do it? So the Gemara says, kasova, he holds mutal letalteloi. One is permitted to be metaltal the sal, even after the afroichim went on the sal. So memeil, if one is permitted to be metaltal the sal, so there's no mevatel kli me'echonot. The kli is still movable. It is not fixed to its place. In fact, the Gemara v'hosanya also letalteloi. We learned that you're not allowed to be metaltal the keli. What are you telling me, mutal letalteloi? So the Gemara answers, ba'idonol. That is true. Kol zman d'afroichim are on the sal, then he's not permitted to be metaltal the sal. But since when the afroichim get off the sal, he is then permitted to be metaltal the sal. So this is not considered mevatal keli me'echonot, since there's an oifin that the sal has a heta tiltal when they get off the sal. Well, Sanya, so the Gemara says, but we learned another baraisa. Afal pi she'ein oidam olav osel. The baraisa says, even though when the Efraichim are not on the Sal, but since they were once on the Sal, so the Sal gets a din mukze, and it is also to be metaltal the Sal. So Mamela, we're back to the Kasha, so it's Mavatal Kli Mehechona. Amar Avavos, Avavos said as follows, Bo'oidon Olof Kol Bein Hashmoshes. That Bereise that says that one is not permitted to be metaltal the Sal, even after the Efraichim went off the Sal, that is speaking about if the Efraichim were on the Sal Kol Bein Hashmoshes. So there is a klal migo diskatzoi lebein hashmoshes diskatzoi lekule yoimen. So since the sal was muktze bein hashmoshes, it became a bosses to the efroichim bein hashmoshes diskatzoi lekule yoimen. So it's already muktze the whole Shabbos. Mashen came the beraisa that says koifen es hasal. That is speaking about in the middle of Shabbos. One is permitted to be kaif in the Sal in the middle of Shabbos for the Efraichim to jump on top of the Sal. So in the middle of Shabbos, so there the halacha is, it is only also letaltaloi kol's man the Efraichim are on it. But when the Efraichim get off the Sal, it is again mutal letaltaloi. So that is not considered mevatal kli mehechonik. Let us see Rashi. Kol bein hashmoshes. So then there's a din kimin diskatzoi. Avul nosno isham mishach hashecha. But if he put the sal down after bein hashmoshes, when it was night time already, mutalit lo yimein afroichem olam, then he's permitted to be metaltal the sal if the afroichem are not on it. So that is not considered mevatal kli mehechon. Let us see Taisvis. Ba'oidam olof, so then it is asa. Aval acha sheyeldu mutar letaltalo. Nira l'ri. So the Ri says, this teretz is not a posha to teretz. It's a machloikis, a mesechtes beye. If we say, yesh mukta lachatzi Shabbos, or ein mukta lachatzi Shabbos. And there it means as follows, if something became mukta in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, it was not roi lachila. For example, the Gemara says that they were groigres at smukim. That in the beginning of Shabbos, they were roi lachila. They were up on the roof and they were already dried up and roi lachila. And all of a sudden it started raining. And they got full of water and that made them unedible. And then later the sun shined and the sun dried them up. So the shaila is, after they became dried up, are they mutter to eat in Shabbos? So the machloikis, one on the yama holds, yesh mukta lachatzi Shabbos. That because it was mukta achelik of Shabbos, it becomes mukta ready the whole Shabbos. Another man the yama holds, ein mukta lachatzi Shabbos. There was taka time in the middle of Shabbos when it was mukta. It was unedible. But later, when it becomes edible, it becomes ois mukta. So the Ri says, the Gemara is teretz. That what the Gemara says, that that the sal is only mukta when the Efraichim are on it. But when the Efraichim get off the sal, it is not mukta. So this teretz is only masim, it only stims with the man, the yomer and beyer that holds, ein mukta lachatzi Shabbos. So Memelus, so it's very good. So Oidem Olof also letal toloi. But they went off the Sal, it's mutal letal toloi. The Laman, the Yoma, the Peirik, ain't Sodin, the Yesh Mukta. But according to the other man, the Yoma, that if it was Mukta in Shabbos, we say becomes Mukta the rest of the Shabbos, also letal toloi, apache sheyerdu. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that Rav Yosef holds according to the man the Yoma that holds ein muktzeh lachatzi Shabbos. Because you're the Rashbe, for the man the Yoma yesh muktzeh lachatzi Shabbos, according to the man the Yoma that holds yesh muktzeh lachatzi Shabbos, amai koif ne'es asal lefnei afroichim. from a battle klima hechamim. So what is he going to do with this beraisa? We asked the kasha and Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef avoided the kasha because he says, I hold ein muktzah lachatzi Shabbos, so memeila it's not mevatel klima hechamim. But the man, the yomer that holds yesh muktzah lachatzi Shabbos, what is he going to do with this beraisa? So you'll say, he holds, there's no such issur of mevatel klima hechamim. So Taisa says, no, that's not the correct terah. It's v'kaimolon la'locha v'paskin the osa levatloi. That you're not allowed to be mevatel kli me'echonik. And how do we know this? The Besayif Pilkin, the end of this perik, porich stoma de shas, voka mevatel kli me'echonik. What's the kasha? It's debatable. Rav Yosef holds this such an issa. Why does the Gemara ask stoma voka mevatel kli me'echonik? Issa weiss doch ois the Gemara zukos la aloche, we paskin, ein mevatel kli me'echonik. V'chein eforish besamuch, that everyone holds of a perik pasre, of a por chalibe der Ravune. The Gemara, in the last perik, is according to Ravune. Afa gavdolei mitzinu, shahoy yosoyve kei, mashme de lekula amosa levato kli meyechone. V'chein aforish besama, bekitzer. So, that everyone holds a mevatum kli meyechone. Taisa going to say, lady, even Rabba also holds the dinam a mevatum kli meyechone. So now we have a problem. If we hold Yesh Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos, so the minute Afroichim go on the south, so becomes a bosses to the Afroichim, which are Muktzah, Balechai is Muktzah. So then, even though they fall off, they go off, they jump off, it still remains Muktzah. The Yesh Loima, the Laman Diyoma Yesh Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos, Hach the Koifen Es Hasal, Muki ki Rav Shimon. Till that time, this beraisa that says koifen es hasal according to Rav Shimon. What is the mile of Rav Shimon? The ledidei, according to Rav Shimon, vada ishori letaltal asal kshayeldu. According to Rav Shimon, that means Rav Shimon zicha does not hold this din of yesh muktzah lachatzi Shabbos. Ta afilu migo diskatzoi lebein hashmoshis iskatzoi lekuluyoyim alesloi. Avilofu was muktzebein ashmoshes. Aval pikein Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it becomes ois muktze, one is permitted to use it. The hamatir lehistapek min haner shekovo. Rab Shimon is matir. If a person put shemen into an air, and he was madlikid lekovit Shabbos, there was burning, and after the flame blew out, burnt out, there's still some shemen left. So Rav Shimon holds one is permitted to use the shemen, even though it was muktzah till now. Muktzah l'mitzvosoi, muktzah machmas yisurei, it was an echte muktzah. But it was only muktzah because manna was burning. When it finished burning, the shemen becomes ois muktzah. It was iskatzoi bein hashmoshes. So we see Rav Shimon b'chlal does not hold this inyan of kimin iskatzoi bein hashmoshes, iskatzoi l'kula yoyme. Rav Shimon holds a person is Yoshev and Mitzape, that he has in Zinin, that he can still use when he puts the shaman in the nair, he has in Zinin, if there any shaman will be left over, he'll use it for other purposes. Rav Shimon doesn't hold the din of Kivin Diskat, even the din of Kivin Diskat, so he bein Hashmoshes. Savadi Gevis, Rav Shimon will not hold the din of Yesh Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos. So Mamele, so that man the Yomah will zetzayim this beraise, koifen es asal, lifneyo afroichim, that's going according to Rav Shimon. The other man the Yomah, we fed a beraise, avo pishein oidom olav also, and this has to go according to Rav Yehuda, or we hold Yesh Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos according to this Baraisa Ein Hanami Ein Koifen Es Asal Lifnei Afroich. That's one teretz that Taisva says. But Eisus Rav Yosef avoided this. He said everything can go. He didn't say that one Baraisa is going according to one Mandiyama. Because Rav Yosef holds Ein Muktzah Lachatzi Shabbos, so everything is good. The Bereise that says, Ein Oidem Olav is also the Tautloi, is also the Nvizkatsoi Bein HaShmoshes. Koyven is Asal Bifnei Afroichem is speaking about, it was put down in Shabbos, and we hold Ein Muktzalach Atzi Shabbos. That's one third. Inami. Now Tosfos wants to say that the whole Shtik Torah we had said before, that Rabbi Yosef is going according to the Mandiyoma that holds, Ein Muktzalach Tzi Shabbos is not necessary. Inami, Hodi Yesh Muktzalach Tzi Shabbos, Hainu La'achile V'loyle Tiltu. Legabi Achile, then we say Yesh Muktzalach Tzi Shabbos. Legabi Tiltu, we say, Ein Muktzalach Tzi Shabbos. Looking at the words of Tosfos, it's a little difficult to understand what are the gedolim. Why by Achilu we say yesh muktze? Why by Tiltu we say ein muktze? It could be pshat in Tosfos. We had once mentioned the stipler in Masechtas Beis Simen Dalet explains that by Emerson there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of eating muktze. The reason why one is not permitted to eat something that is muktze or was muktze is because the pasuk says ve'chinu es asher yaviu, that whatever is going to be eaten Shabbos has to be muchan mibo'idyoy, has to be muchan la'achila. It should not become mucham in Shabbos. If it was not oimed l'achila before Shabbos, or was not oimed l'achila in the beginning of Shabbos, and later it became roi l'achila, so one is not permitted to eat it. Because it wasn't mina mucham. In the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't oimed to be eaten. So therefore one is not permitted to eat something which was not oimed to be. And that disciple, as the Chayna Lebracha says, everyone is moited. There's no machlokes, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, in this nekuda. Everyone holds that one is only permitted to eat in Shabbos something that was mucha. Something that he was maktem midaita, he was mesiach das, that he won't eat it. And later something came about that it became roi l'achila, so that everyone is moide, that one is not permitted to eat. The machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, be'in yamukta is, what if there's a probability that it won't be oimit to be eaten? But there's still a possibility that it could be oimed to be eaten. Is that called mucham? Is that a possibility enough to make it mucham? The awareness of the person of this possibility that it might become mucham to be eaten, is that considered mucham? Or you need more than that to make it mucham? That is the machloikis Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Let us say, Shmoiser Shemen Shebener. A person put Shemen into the Ner, and he was Madlik the Shemen. Most probably, the Shemen will burn out. If he doesn't want the Shemen to burn, so why does he put so much Shemen in the Ner? He wants the Shemen to burn. So Poshit, he was Makze, this Shemen, it should burn. And if it's going to burn, so it's not Oimed Lachila. It's Huxel Mitzvosai, Huxel Yisurai, so it's not Oimed Lachila. But there is a possibility that it won't burn out. Is that considered Mucham? That's a Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says, because of a possibility that there's something might still remain, some Shemen might still remain, that doesn't make it Mucham. Since Pashtus, it's Oimed to be burnt, so that's called Einim in a Muchan. Something happened, it didn't burn. But that wasn't Oimed L'Achila. And Rab Shimon holds no. Since there's a possibility that it won't burn, one out of 10 times some shemen is left over. So that's also called minamucha. That is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. By the din of Vehechinu. In this halacha, we have a machlokes yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos. What happens if it was mukze lachatzi Shabbos? The middle of Shabbos, let's speak about the groigris of smukim. It rained on them and they became unedible. So poshet, they were Masiach Das, the Bailam were Masiach Das, that they won't be able to use it anymore. The reason came about in Shabbos. The beginning of Shabbos was Roy Lachila. It was Oymet to be. But in the middle of the Shabbos, something occurred that made it unedible. And then it's not B'yodai to fix. If the sun won't come out and dry it, it's Farfalan. They are not edible Shabbos. So there was a Zman. It was a 5 hour Zman in Shabbos that it was unedible. So that in Shabbos that it became unedible, does that make it now it's not Muchan anymore? So a little later the sun comes out and it becomes edible, but it's yesh mukta lachatzi Shabbos. Since already he was makta datoi in Shabbos that he won't eat it, so it's not muchan anymore. The Rav Shir ain't mukta lachatzi Shabbos. Since in the beginning of the Shabbos it was mina muchan, in the middle it became ois mina muchan, so the later it becomes suk mina muchan, it is a din muchan. That is a machloikis in Hilchis Achille, that one is only permitted to eat min ha-mulchan. So there's a shayle, the haktsor, the emtsa Shabbos, does that make it not mulchan, or can it still become mulchan? That is the machloikis, yesh muktzalachzi Shabbos, ein muktzalachzi Shabbos. The iser tiltul, that one is not permitted to be metaltal, only kalim and macholim, eitzim va'avonim, one is not permitted to be metaltal. This issa has nothing to do with minamucha. The stifler explains beautifully. Let us say, for example, a person takes a stone, he needs a doorstop. The door closes on him, so he needs a doorstop to keep the door open. So he takes a gesunta stone, and he puts it in front of the door. This Shabbos, he's going to use it for a doorstop. He put it Erev Shabbos. Next Shabbos, he's not going to use stones, he's going to invest, get something else to keep the door open. But for this Shabbos, he's miyached it for a doorstop. So there are many Rishonim that hold he's not permitted to be metaltal the stone this Shabbos. What's wrong? He was making it for the Shabbos. It's a doorstop. Gonish mitgom. Because there's a new takone. There was a takone, as the way the Rambam says it, k'may shediburoi v'hiluchai shalodom, has to be different v'shabbos miyimai sachol. So Chazal says what he carries, also he can't carry the same thing that he carries in Bechel, he's not permitted to carry in Shabbos. He's only permitted to carry Kalim Meichlim. A stone is not a Kalim. He was miyachidit for one Shabbos. That'll be a doorstop. It doesn't become a Kalim by being miyachidit for one Shabbos. There's a new din. Ein metaltalim, ela oichlim v'kalim. If he's miyachidit, loilam v'ot, so now it became a Kalim. So now you're permitted to be metaltalim because now it's a Kalim. Ein metaltalim, ela oichlim v'kalim, this is a Kalim. The din, the iser tiltul, has nothing to do with the din mina mucha. Fakert, it's mucha and it's also a tiltul. The iser tiltul is a different iser mida rabbonon mina mucha can be is also mina teire. The iser tiltul is a din da rabbonon chazal said one is not permitted to be metaltul a something that is not an oichel or a keli. That is, it's a different din in ganzen. Has nothing to do with the din min amucha. So Memelus or Taisvah says, so the kasha finds sich nicht da. The sugya in Beye that is speaking about the whole shakla v'tal yesh muktzalachatzi Shabbos ain muktzalachatzi Shabbos, that is speaking about the din min amucha. If Be'emtzah Shabbos it became Ois Mucham, so does the Tzirik become Mucham or not? That's a Machloikis HaMeiroim. But here we're not speaking about that, and we're speaking about the Isser Tiltul. The Isser Tiltul. Everyone holds. So before you weren't permitted to be, this is the Salas Akeli. Before it became a, when it was a bosses to an animal, so you weren't permitted to carry it. It's a nitval to the animal. So just like thou art to be metaltul to the animal, it's a balchai. It's not to be metaltul to the keli, that's a bosses to the animal. The minute it became, the animal left the keli, so it's a rika keli, so I'm permitted to be metaltul. What's that? It was his mana, wasn't mucham. The whole din mucham does not apply by the yisur tiltul. So the din iser tiltul has nothing to do with the shayla of yesh mukze lachti shabbos or ein mukze lachti shabbos. But one thing we do see, the din of keeping this katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi likula yoima, this does have to be iser tiltul. Why it is that way, I don't know. But al kaponim, that we see from the Gemara, and the Ritva, when he also says Taitzu Shtekteire, but he puts it in, about it, given this Katsoi Bei Nashmosh, he says Katsoi Lekulu Yoyma, this applies even by the Isser Tilt. Let us go further. Vim Taima, Rav Yosef, the Meforish Mas Nisan, Mishum Da Osa Levatel Kli Mehei Chomer. According to Rav Yosef says, that the whole iser of putting a keli underneath a nail, a kabel by a sashemen, is because mevatel kli mehechonim. According to Rav Shimon, the keli will only be mukze kolzman, that's we had the tesis that membezim advays, the keli will only be mukze kolzman the nair is burning. When the nair will burn out, so then the shemen will be mutter to use. The shemen is not mukta then. So l'chayre, according to Rav Shimon, l'chayre we have here a sugya. The sugya seems to be saying that the holding of bittel kli mehechonai only applies if the keli is stuck to the mokim the whole Shabbos. So then that's called mevatel kli mehechonai. But if the keli is only stuck to its mokim kozman the afroichim are on it, but when the afroichim will go off, one will be permitted to be metaltel the keli. So then we consider this chibur now like a temporary chibur. That's not doyim et ha-meleches boine. That's what it seems in the Gemara. By afroichim, since after when they go off, it's mutal letaltel, so there's no din of em avatlam, if it's only a temporary chibur. Now, the Mishnah says, Ein noisin kli tachas haner, lekabel boyes ha-shemen. Now, according to Rav Shimon, the shemen is only mukze kol's man the ner is burning. So, according to Rav Yosef, why is Ein noisin kli tachas haner, lekabel boyes ha-shemen? A temporary chibur does not go into the Yisrael, ein mevatlam kli mehechona. That's Taisvus Kasha. Bim Taima, Rav Yosef the Meforish Mas Nisim Mishum Da Osa Levato Kli Meyechone, Le Osa Mas Nisim Ke Rav Shim, Vule Didei Le Mevato Kli Meyechone, Kim in the Shori La Ache Shekova. After the Ner will burn out, so he's permitted to be metal to the Keili. Ki Eichi Da Le Chashvin In Ocha Kvi Yes Hasal Bittul Keili, Mishum Da Shori Ache Sheyerdu. So we see this Yesod, that a temporary chibur is not considered mevatel kli mehechonai. So memelus, so comes out the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon. That's a problem. We paskin like Rav Shimon. V'yeshloimer de loidomi loidomi. No, our Mishnah is not at all similar to Afroichim. The hoche abadi loichoshiv bittel keili. Kimiyad kshebo al asal biyodoy lahavricham al avricham isha. Our Gemara means another nekuta. Our Gemara means that since when the afroichim came on the sal, so it was biyodoy to blow them off, to make them go off. So it never was called mevatel kli me'echonai, kol she'biyodai, it's biyodai every second, to make the kli metutul, so it's not called mevatel kli me'echonai. That's pshat. Ma she'enkein our Mishneh, if pshat is kozman, the ne'er is burning, the keli is mukze. So it's going to burn for 2 hours, so for 2 hours this keli is unmovable. So it's considered he was mechaber a keli for 2 hours to a moke. A chibur of 2 hours is also called a chibur. There's a nisa of a mevatum kli mechane even for a small amount of time. But here, since it's biyode lafricham or lafricham, so it is not considered a bitul keli at all. Ba'oidam olav kol beinash moshes. Heimo. So now Tosfos asks a kasha as follows. But if it was oidam olav kol beinash moshes, so then the Gemara says, kiven diskatsoi beinash moshes, iskatsoi kuloyoyim. Teimo, hakiven de biyodoi lafricham lamato. Since it's biyodoi lafricham, that they should get off the sal. Have gomroi bidei odam. So it comes out that it's biyodoi, it's in his koyach, to make an oismukse. In something that's bekoyach ha'odom to make it ois mukze, there's no din amigo diskatzoi. V'les olamei amigo diskatzoi lebein hashmoshes. Iskatzoi lebein hashmoshes means bein hashmoshes, it was hukze. It was impossible to be metautal bein hashmoshes. Then there's a din, kim neskatzoi bein hashmoshes, iskatzoi lekulu yoyma. But if the matzav of bein hashmoshes was biyodoi, to make it ois mukze, so then there's no din of kivin iskatzoi. Where do we see this? The mukhe bepek ein sodim, the porich abzeire elaman di yom yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos. If you hold the din yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos, so if something became mukze lachatzi Shabbos, po poilin vadashim, the mevashlim biyontav, you cook them in yontav. The mikori chazulokas. Before you started cooking them, they were ready to eat raw. Kishadina b'kedeira itchelu. When you put them in the kedeira, it seems then they are not edible. Goma b'shulayu. When they finish cooking, ishtchelu. So the Gemara asks if yod yesh muktzalachatzi Shabbos. So why, when you cook poilim v'adoshim, so why are you permitted to eat it? There was a zman that it was not edible. I'll ask you a different kasha. You're talking about yesh muktzalach tzi Shabbos. Tikshi lecho kederes da'alme. Doho kederes the Shabbos bein hashmoshes rois choseim. They used to take off the kederes bein hashmoshes. And bein hashmoshes, they're scalding hot. They're unedible. Ule ute kolachlina minayu. And there's a starkere kasha. There's given this katsoi bein hashmoshes. The whole bein hashmoshes, these potatoes are not edible. It's shrek lechat. Ela gomri bidei odom loikami boilei. Since it's biyodoi, to make it edible. So memela, so that's not called mukze. Ki kami boilei gomri bidei shemayim. That means something that is not biyodoi to make ois mukze. It's dependent on rachmei Hashem. Then that's called muktzavari. So then it was called huktzamidata. Who knows what's going to be? But gomri b'dayodim is not called muktzah. So Tosfos asks, so when the afroichim were on the sal, so it was all the time b'yodoy to be mavriach them. To be some emele, and that's Tosfos had mentioned before, that's why it's not called mavatel kli me'echonai. So why is there a din of kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes? The Yeshleimel Satosis answers as follows. The shiny kederes, im ha'vetzorich lehu bein hashmoshes. If he would need them bein hashmoshes, hoye mekarron. So memelet, the heat alone is not a problem. It's hot, I want to eat it now. I could cool it off. So memelet, it never was huktze. V'chein poilem v'adashim ritzoynoi sheyizbashlu b'loishum dichoy. Verkehrt. This matzav is not a a matzav of haktza. Fakelta, this whole, the cooking process is a matzav of fakelta, to make it roi l'achila. So since it's biyodi to make it roi l'achila, so that doesn't give it a shame haktza. Avol hocha, ritzoy nehoyu, sheyalu ho afroichem ala sal. But here he wanted that the afroichem should be on the sal. You're telling me he could chase them off. Sure he could chase them off. But he doesn't want to chase them off. If he wants to chase them off, why did he bring the sal to begin with? They should go on the sal. He wants they should be on the sal. Shelekach kofoy. The reisho achas hikzo oisoi litzolchon. So there was a time, and let's see, the time of Bein Hashmosh, he wanted taket that it should be nitpal to the balichaim, to the freichim. He wanted, he didn't want to use the sal for his own purposes. He was makze it litzolcha. There it was taket hukze. He wanted it should be hukze. Umigud iskatsoi lebein hashmoshois iskatsoi lekuli yoime. Since it was iskatsoi bein hashmoshois iskatsoi lekuli yoime. L'chayre, we have to understand how does this Taisvis stem with the Friedeke Taisvis. Before Taisvis asked the Kashe that according to Rav Yosef, how does the Mishnah go according to Rav Shimon? The Mishnah says that a ner is bittul kli mehechone, because for 5 minutes or for 2 hours the kli is not movable. And here we say that a sal is not ukze. So Taisva says, because here it's not called mukze, because it's biyodai lahafricham lahavricham misham. Because it's biyodi to be mavriach. So memele, so therefore that is not considered mevatel kli mehechone. As long as it's biyodi, it's not considered mevatel kli mehechone. When it comes to the shaila of migudis katsoi lebein hashmoshes, so even though it's biyodi lahavricham, but he doesn't want to be mavriach it. So then we say, Migud is katsoi lebein hashmoshes is katsoi lekuliyoy. So lechayre we could say, there are two dinim. Legabi the din of Migud is katsoi lebein hashmoshes is katsoi lekuliyoy. So that is totally, if it was mukse bein hashmoshes, and he wanted it to be mukse bein hashmoshes. So there's a halachic, even as katsoi bein hashmoshes is katsoi lekuliyoy. Masha'en came. Before we are speaking about the Issa of Mavatl Kli Mehechonoi, Bittl Kli, even though I wanted the Freichim should remain on it, but since it's Biyodoi to make that the Freichim shouldn't remain on it, so that's not called Bittl Kli Mehechonoi. Since there's a possibility, I'm not interested in doing it. But since there's a possibility lahavricham or lahavricham, so that does not fall into the category of bittul kli. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yitzchok, kishem she'ein noisnin kli tachas tarnegoilus lekabel beitzoso. Kach ein koifin oleo kli bishvil shaloi tishok. Rav Yitzchok disagrees with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said the one is not permitted to put a keli to be mekabel the bay. And that was either als ein kli nitl bishvil davar hanitl or bishvil ein mevatel kli mehechone. But to take a keli to cover a bay, Rav Chisda said that is mutter. According to Rabbi, because Hatzole Mitzuye Itiru. According to Rav Yosef, there's no problem. Because the Holy says Mavata Kli Mechonai, by being Koifa Keli over a Bayer, there's no Mavata Kli Mechonai. Rav Yitzchok came to tell us that the Klal of Ein Kli Nitl Bishvil, the Elo Bishvil Dover Anitl, applies also by Hatzole Mitzuye, and it is also. כסבר אין כלי ניטל אלא לדבר הניטל בשבת. So the Gemara says, מייסווי כהני תיופתה. All the kashas we had asked on Rabbi, we had a whole bunch of kashas that we saw kli nitl b'shvil, b'shvil dovo she'einai nitl. So we said, this is atzola metzuye, gulfi chadeti, the shchicha depoki, everything was speaking about it's a dovo motzi, so therefore it is muta to be metal polakeil. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that a filo by atzola metzuye is also asa, so what is he going to do with all these mishnayis? Meisvei kohani tiyufte vishani, we have to say a different terms. Vitzarech lemekoyim. The kli was lifted up lechatchila not letzarech dovor she'einai nitl. It was lifted up, it was in my place. It was on the table. I needed the mokim where the kli was, so therefore I lifted it up. So the netilas hakeli was letzairech mekaymai, which is muta. One is permitted to pick up a keli, hetah dekeli letzairech mekaymai. Now that I have it in my hand, I'm permitted to put it over something that's not a dovah hanit. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says betzorech lemkaymai. Lishtamish b'mokim akeli. It was picked up because he needed the mokim. Umitayich sheyachel litloi letzayrech mekaymai. Since he's permitted to pick it up, letzayrech mekaymai, that's no shail, and that's why he picked it up. Moilichoi lemokim sheyirtze. So now he could feel the keli to a place where he wants to. In the Ritas Loshen of Rashi by Stois, a very big lomdus tasach mir. The Isser Mukze, it seems, is to pick up Mukze. Ein kli nitl. One is not permitted to pick up a keli. Only letzayrich dovar a nitl. So Rashi says, I picked it up letzayrich mekoyim, but nothing's wrong with that. After it's in my hand already, I'm not being noitl the keli anymore, it's in my hand. I'm moilich the keli. Moilich? There's no Isser of Hailoche. There's only Isser of Netila. The Netila was Letzayrich Mekoymai. I would think that this would be a Meiridike Raya to a Shaila that the Achreinim Kler, such a Shaila. There's a mitzvah of Netila's Lulav. First has to take a Lulav. So the Achreinim Kler a Shaila, what will be the din? The mitzvah of Netila's Lulav starts from Alois HaShach. What'll be if a person will take the Dalit meaning before Alois HaShach? He can't wait. So he's holding, he picked it up a minute before Alois HaShach. It's Golnish Mitzvot. And he's holding it in his hand, and it comes the Netzach Hamer, Bol Chato Hashem HaShekitshonu, the Mitzvot of Etzivonu al Netilas Lulav. But Rabbi Yisrael Salantik is a Tachmon and Etzlon, he made a Brocha Levatol. Because he never made a Netilas Lulav. He made the Netila at night. There's no mitzvah of Netila's Lulav at night. He's holding it now. That's not Netila. Netila is to pick it up, to take it. That is called Netila. They picked it up at night. Now that it is in his hand, that is not considered Netila. So that's what Rashi says over here. The Isser is Netila. Tiltal Muktzah, one is not permitted to take Muktzah. And clean nitl elo bishvil davar hanitl. The iser is the netila. So since it was letzayrech mekaymai, so memeila there's no iser whatsoever. The later is not called netila. Later is called haylache meilichay lemakim sheyirtze. Let us see Taisus. Vishanilei bitzarech lemkaimai. All the kashes we had asked before on Rabbi, and Rabbi said different terutzim that fakedat atzola mitzuye, so רבי יצחק עושה את זה, תוקי לצורך מקוימה. ההידה נויסנן כלי תחס הדלת, יקנמי לשנוי בדלף הרוי כדישון אילאו. This we don't to say this parrots tzayich mekayim, we could say different parrots. That the delach was a roi, and the dava ha roi lita. The peg meshilin, mishan lehochi l'rabi yitzhak. Teim olari. Maishno, so the refrekt amoyre dike kashe. The Mishnah says, we have a Mishnah that says, ein noisnin kli tachas aneh l'kabel boyes Hashem. One is not permitted to be nice na kli tachas aneh lekabel by Hashem, and the iser is because ain kli nitel letzayru dover anit. We have another mission that says nice na kli tachas aneh lekabel nitzaitzis. So there's a tremendous problem according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Nitzaitzis is not a dover anitel, and Shemen is not a dover anitel. Here it says ain nice nin by Shemen. And by Nitzaitzis it says Noisne. So what's the Gemara's Peretz? So the Gemara says Nitzaitzis is speaking about it was Sarach Mekoimoi. Now if it was Sarach Mekoimoi, so by Shemen it'll also be Mutter if it's Sarach Mekoimoi. So the Chilik is not Shemen and Nitzaitzis. The Chilik is if it was picked up L'chatchile L'kabel Boyes HaShemen or the L'kabel Boyes HaNitzaitzis, then it's also. If it was picked up l'chatchila l'tzayrich mekoymoi, so Shemen and the Tzaytzis will be mutter. So how is it that the... And one Mishnah is matir by the Tzaytzis, one Mishnah asers by Shemen, and there's no difference between Shemen and the Tzaytzis. The difference is if it's tzayrich mekoymoi, everything is mutter. If it's tzayrich dover hanitl, everything is also. So it's a meire dike kashe. Teimolari. Meisne de gabi shemen tonei neisne. De gabi nitzaitzis neisne. There's a chilek between shemen and nitzaitzis. De tavaya of a mozilla misne neisne. Both of them da loch is neisne be zorchlem koimai. Oi be tavaya ein neisne be ein zorchlem koimai. But what's pshat? Are you telling me if sto shemen nisht and nitzaitzis yes? Nirelari. The mikor ashminen the enkli nittel elal dover hanittel b'shabbes. First, the Tanna is telling us enkli nittel elal dover hanittel b'shabbes. That's the reason of the first Mishnah. That's why it's also the gabi nitzaitis the basar ochi ashminen. So you know the halach already. So now I'm telling you the b'tzorch l'mkoymoi shari that this halach he can some nitzaitis is the same like shemen. But there's a time that it's mutter, if it's tzorich l'mkoyim. So in Yisoyim, ichabtu misholim, nikechosu min ha-sefer, aber it's nish zu gefelt. Inami, now Taisa says, a very geschmacket teretz. Einami Rabbi Yitzchak isla inami da'osa levatel kli mehechone. Rabbi Yitzchak also holds as an isla levatel kli mehechone. That means he holds all the chumres. The Chumra of Rav Yosef. He holds the Chumra of Rabbe, and Kli Nittel ala Bishvil Dova HaNittel. He holds all Chumras. Lohochi, so Fakel. Both Mishnayis are speaking about Lutzoyrich Mekoyim. Lohochi, Gabi Shemen, Ein Noisnin, Afilu Betzorch Lemekoyim. Als what? Because Ein Mevatel and Kli Mehechonoi. And by Nitzoytzes, since there, the tzaitzis ain't la mamish. So the mele there is no bitul kli me'echonai. So there the only iser is al tzayn kli nital bishvul davar anitul. So if it's tzayich mekoy me'etz muta. Lavun and neforish besomach this leinami tavayu. He holds both chumas. Ain kli nital al davar anitul bas levat kli me'echonai. The im noima. Now Taisvus wants to say, Gor Antel Santazach. If we will assume, the Rabbi Yosef loy osi masnisen ke Rab Shimon. Taisvus before, in Ba'idam Olam, had asked Akashe, how could our Mishnah go according to Rab Shimon alibe de Rabbi Yosef? What is Shemen different than Afroichim? Efroichim, since afterwards it becomes mutter, so there's no Issa Mavatl Kli Meichonai. So Shemin also afterwards will become mutter. It also shouldn't be an Issa Mavatl Kli Meichonai. So Taisus had said that afterwards is not sufficient. You need biyodei lahavricham u lahavricham. You need that bishatoi. It should be possible to make it that the keli should be adava metal. That was Taisvish Tiktoyim. But it seems Taisvish was not convinced that that's taka, the emes eteretz. The im naima, if we will say taka tamayu the kikasha, that the Mishnah can go according to Rav Shimon, because the whole Issa Mavatal Klima Echoni is only if it will be mechubah the whole Shabbos. If it will be not permitted to be metaltal the whole Shabbos, then there's an Issa Mavatal Klima Echoni. But if it's only a temporary chibur, later it's going to become mutal l'taltal, there's no Issa Mechlal Mavatal Klima Echoni. If we will say that, v'im noima de la Rav Yosef, loy osim as nisin ke Rav Shimon, Kiven de l'didei muta la'acher shekove le'choshev bitul kli. If we will say that, according to Rabbi Yosef, Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. In pain, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shemen is also the whole Shabbos. Kiven is katzoy ben Hashemoshes is katzoy kula yoyma. In pain, motzinu l'meima. So then we could say, Afilu Rabbi Islay the also Levatal Kli Mehechon. So it could be Rabbi, that's what Taisus was Maramas before. Could be everyone holds to the Novatal Kli Mehechon. Beitzach Lameima that Solo Shane Mitsuya Lohitira. So why do you have to give a different reason for the Mishnah? Kidei look me Masnis and Kerab Shimon. Does that sign the Mishnah according to Rab Shimon? That's a cat. He did not want to say what Rabbi Yosef said, that the Mishnah does not go leave the Rav Shimon. Therefore he said there's a nudit. One is not permitted to be ein kli nitl al bishvil davar anitl. If it's a tzolo shayna mitzuya. In taima, my tzorich b'chol hani mishnayis lashmin and the b'tzorich l'mekoy moishori. He says, all the mishnayis, Nishbar aloy chavi shall tevel. One is permitted to maybe kli, tzayich mekaymoy. The kaifen kor al aner, tzayich mekaymoy. Nois and kli tachas aner, tzayich mekaymoy. You have a whole bunch of mishnais which are telling us, tzayich mekaymoy, a kli is nittle. How many mishnais need to tell us this chiddush? My tzorich uchani mishnais lashmini de betzorich lomkaymoy shori. Mishloim el gabi nitzoy tzitzich lashmin and leitayim efe lutzach lom kai mei oser mishum dilma osi lechabuye. A person might have a lot of zeal to make sure that the nitzoytis will not set fire to whatever the ner is on. So he might be mechabed in nitzoytis. So there would be a svore that ain't nice than keili. Cheni de kaif and korish alay techois. The next Mishnah, one is permitted to cover a nair. It should not ignite the beams. So I would think also, he might be overzealous and he might be mechabed the nair by doing it. V'dekoyresh en ishbero nir ala rajba ditzach lashminon v'lechashin in shemiyales ha-koyresh. The din is he's permitted to support the koyresh, it shouldn't break further. He's not allowed to push it up, because that's the osa lahalos, that's the emel of binyan. Because it's not bepeik ha-shayel, v'chein kere shenish b'ro seimchen oisa aloi shetal, ela shaloi taisef. He should not lift it up, that's the emel of binyan, not only he should make sure it shouldn't continue to break. Zegt de Gemara Beit. Toshma, achas beyesh en eldo b'shabes, vachas beyesh en eldo b'yonte, ein metalto. One is not permitted to be metalto the beyin. Loi lechasis bos hakeili, it is not permitted to metalto the beyin, to be mechasa hakeili, it's mukse. Polis mech bokare amite. Avol kaifo le hakeili, bishvil shaloi tishova. But one is permitted to be kaifo le hakeili. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if the klal is ain't kli nitl, ela bishvil dover hanitl, אפילו בי הצול המצוי יצא עושה סובת פשעת, אך אינמי בצורך מקיים. He is speaking about צורך מקיים. כאיפה אולה כאילו שלא יתשוב הזה כתאיס וסקולהני דמייס יובע מקשה, דמוצי לצשנוי בצורך למקיים, אלא שרויץ עלי דם יש לתארץ בניינך. So this the Gemara says, there's no Eitzah. This is only B'tzolch M'kayma. Toshma, person machzolois al gabi avonim b'Shabbos was raining. And he was afraid that the rain might damage the stones. If they'll get too wet, that nishtoik. So one is permitted to take a mat, a waterproof mat, and to cover the stones. Ay, enkli nitol al b'shvil dover hanitol. Well, the answer is not speaking about stones which are mukze. We are speaking about avonim mikuzolis, the chosin lebeis hakise. The roi for kinuach lebeis hakise. Let us see what Rashi says. L'chaseis bos hakeili, listem pitz luchis. Agabi avonim, ivnei akshomim shlo yimochu, alo yekabla sid. It will not become... They will be unable to make up of it. Machash eshru yes b'mayim. Kuzolais roishan chad. They're sharp. Ru yes l'kinuach ta'vedov l'anito. So these stones are not mukzah. Toshma apirse machzolais al gabi levenim b'shabes. Dishtayir mebinyonim. There were some bricks left over and it started raining. The rain would damage the bricks. So one is permitted to put over a machzelas, a mat over them. Ah, yankli nitol bishmodova hanitol. So the Gemara says they're also not mukzah. The chosin lemizgo alayu. One can lean on them. So they have a shimush. So memela they're not mukzah. Lemizgo lehishoin. Shekol haseibosom kach hoiso. And bizman chazal, when they used to be masiv, yoyishiv ktsas, venishin ktsas al smoyla. Used to lean on something else. So the Mela, they are not mukze. Toshma, person machzelas al gabi taveres dvoirim b'shabes. One is permitted to cover with a mat a beehive. Bechamo, why is he covering it? If it's too hot, so it seems that could take doch nicht. So he's permitted to cover it. If it's raining, it's also no good. We're also permitted to cover it. But he should not be mechaven to trap the bees there. Al kolponim, so how is he permitted to cover it? The dvoirim abalichayim, they're not a dover anitl, an ankle nitl ala bishvil dover anitl. So the Gemara says, Hochib mayaskin and dike dvash. It's not only covering the bees, there's honey in the kaveret. The dvash is dover hanitl. Zat the Gemara weiter, omale rabuk mimimation la rabashi, tinach bimoyisach hamo. That's very good, bimoyisach hamo. There's dvash there. There's dvash in the kaveres. Dike dvash, bimoyisach shomim, but in the winter all the dvash is taken out. The kaveres is only oimed for the bees there. That's where they live during the winter. The leked vash ma'ikula meimel. So the Gemara says le'nitzucha ella la'oison shtei chalas. They always leave over two chalas, two cubes of honey, a honeycomb. That the bees should have what to sustain themselves during the winter months. So there's honey there. So if there's honey, some emele, so weiter. So he's putting the machzelas, not because of the dvoyim, not because of the dvash. Like the gemore, the two chalas, v'ho muktzes ninu. They're muktzes. Okay? He has no intentions to use them Shabbos. He was machzeh them for the dvoyim. The Gemara says, the choshev alayu. No. We're speaking about that he had an intent that he's going to use it on Shabbos. These two chalas. What's going to be with the dvoirim? That's their problem. He's going to use it for Shabbos. So memela is, so it's not mukzah. So it's kli nitl b'shvil davar hanitl. Let us first see the bottom Tosfos. The yata mi binyoni. Kedam la kamper kol hakelim hanu leveinu the yata mi binyoni shori l'tol talino because it's chozi l'mizgal. The ike dvash rashi davar hanitl. Shtei chalis. Makaveres oisin oisei advoirim chalis chalis shal tzviches dvash v'shav. The whole keveres is full of honeycombs. Ushereidem oison, when they take down all the honeycombs, minichem bo shtai. Two are left over, she is paunus mem advoirim koye meisak shomim, kedisnan, ma'amoicher asasmin, alekeye chalis kabarte, if a person purchased the chalis of his keveres, shal chaveroi, meiniach shtei chalis, the stomaloi moch. And that's understood that he did not sell all the chalis because we have to have something for the dvoirim and the imaisak shom. So the Gemara says, so muktzis nino, the dvoirim. Ho de havele dovo shene nito, so it's a dovo shene nito, vo lochi metalpula marcelus la tzalosa, so it's a kasha an rabi yitzok. So the Gemara answers, the choshev alayu, mei esmai la achila. He had, before Shabbos, he thought he's going to use this dvash for Shabbos. Let us see Taisvis, the Choshev Olayu. Vim Taima, for Taisvis, what shall he had an intent to use these chalas? For also la radoisam, one is not permitted to take off the chalas which are attached to the beehive. Kedisanya besoif perik hamatznir, haroide chalois dvash, a person takes off chalois dvash from a beehive, beshoigik chayev chatas, divi rabbelez, it's called toilish mina mechuba. He learns that Rabbi Lazar learns that from the Postik and Shir Hashirim Yari Im Divshi, that Dvash is Hukish Liyah. Just like a forest, if you take your oiker or something from a tree, so you chayim al tztoylish, your oiker, the Dvash mikaval, so you also chayim al tztoylish. Ula Rabbonon Shmus mi yeike, bava dover shayin in it, it's not a dover anitl, you can't take it. I believe he has kabonis from today till tomorrow. But it's not a dover anitl. Now we're speaking about that it was taken off already. It's in the kaveres, but it's not attached anymore to the kaveres. Inami regilis sheyesh dvash tzaf al gabi chalis. There's always some dvash over the chalis. It's not attached. This you can just take off. Some amela. So the davar hanitl is the dvash that's tzaf al gabi chalis. Frag the Gemara. Holoi choshev alayu mahai osa. So you're telling me, pshat in this halacha, that person machzelus agabi kaveres is speaking about bimoisak shomim, is speaking about that it was choshev alayu on these two chalas, and therefore, so the dvash is not mukze, so therefore it's called adavar hanit. Holoi choshev alayu, abavais is according to you. If it wouldn't be choshev alayu, mai? So then it would be also, because the dvash is also not a davar hanitl. Yochi hoditoni, ubilvash lo yiskaven lotzoi. It says that he has to have kavone, not to be tzodet dvoirim. As long as he doesn't have kavone, it's ubilvash lo yiskaven lotzoi. That's the only problem. There's another problem. It should have said, avoloi chishev, live like Velisni Bididei. Why does he have to bring in another factor? Let him say as follows. Vamed vamamud, chishev aleim. Havalei chishev aleim also. Why does he have to mention that tzad iser of tzede? Let him mention that tzad iser of mukse. So the Gemara says, no, that's not kasha. Oh, kabash, when I will be chishev aleim, when vash will iskab on lotzer. No, he wants to tell you another thing. You need chishev, but besides that, when vash will iskab on lotzer. So the Gemara says, money. Irab Shemin, less like Mukze. Irab Yehudi, kiloi miskaven, my habi, adobo shene miskaven also. So let us see how Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. Money, he should srach the litzerutza, shechishe, b'ktoni, the dobo shene miskaven muta. Kirab Shemin, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rav Shimon amar lama li lukme b'shechishay. If it's going according to Rav Shimon, so why did you have to tell me it's speaking about that chishev according to Rav Shimon? Dvash is not mukta since it's a possibility. We said according to Rav Shimon, one doesn't need a probability, a possibility to use it. Tamre de iski, the Gemara says, we had in the first Perek. Tamarim which are oimit for Asik. It's mukta machmes chasar and kis. According to Rav Shimon, it's not mukta because there's a possibility I might eat it myself. So Mamel, this is worse than Tamri de Iski. So it's very difficult. You said that the Mishnah is speaking about Chishev alive. So Vaisa is according to you, it's not going according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, you don't need Chishev alive. Then later it says, the only heter is if he's not Miskaven Lotzoit. The heter of Eina Miskaven applies only to Rav Shimon, not to Rav Yehuda. Some amon of Shechit is going to Rav Shimon. There was no problem b'chal of Mukta. And you said there was a problem of Mukta. And if it's going according to Rav Yehuda, there is no Eitzah of Eidim Eskabim. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda. Ma'il b'vad shalo yiskabim lotzit. Shalo yasenu kimitzude. That doesn't mean that he shouldn't have kavonah to be tzot. It means that he should make sure that it's not a mitzvah, it's not a trap for the dvoirim. How do you do that? The lishbik lehu rafche, when he covers the kaveres with the machzelas, he has to make sure that he left over space, ki heiche deloy litzitu memele, that the dvoirim should not become trapped. Let us see Rashi. Shloyasenuki mitzude, shloyechasenu kulo. Ela de nishbeik rafche, sheyuchlu lotzeitz, ki heiched ulelitzu bahai kisui memeile. Afel gab loy mechaven lemeitze dosa. That means loy mechaven is not sufficient. Loy mechaven is not sufficient. He has to make sure, taka, that it's impossible to be tzot. He leaves over a mokim that the dvoirim could fly out. Now, from the Gemara of the episode is given, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that he left over a mokim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's sufficient if he didn't even zin to be tzot, but he doesn't have to leave over a mokim. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. So the Gemara is a shrek. Rabbi Shimon is also moide by a psik reisha. If a psik reisha is chayv, a fellow by any miskaven. So Memele, so how did the Gemara understand this? The Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, so why do you say Chishevalo? But it's good, Einem Eskaven. According to Rav Shimon, it's also not good, Einem Eskaven. It's a Psikreishe. And Psikreishe is also according to Rav Shimon. So Emerson, Taisvis and Veye asks the Kasha. And Taisvis says as follows. And you say this to Ketaisis. Taisis says as follows. V'rav Shimon Meiri sheyesh chul kotam v'kaveres. He covered it. But there's a minute hole there in this kaveres. Ach ein oi nire. The Dvoirim also don't know about this hole, but there's a hole there. There's a hole if they'll be mishtadol and mechapis, they'll find the hole, they'll be able to get out. V'im came. So by covering it, even though most probably the Dvoirim will be unable to get out, you have to be a smart Dvoirim to find that small hole. But you can't say it's a psikreisha that they're going to be tzot. You can't say that it's impossible, there has to be a tzeder. It's possible there won't be a tzeder if they'll find the hole. So the mailer that is not considered a psikreishah. And the Ritva is moisif over here. The Ritva says that even though roi pa'amim il zikhe bi amayse tzeide, it was getting them on. But it's not a psikreishah. Psikreishah means that it has to be a tzeide. But 99 times will be a tzeide. That's gaypunish on. It's not muchas that there should be a tzeide. And I don't have kavonah to be taught. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's gevalt. But Rabbi Yehuda, the osar davar she'einei miskaven, So he needs a bikkul. He has to leave over a hole that the dvarim should know about it. They see a big hole, he has to leave over. So that's like tasim mitzuda. He shouldn't make a trap. That means it's a pesach pasuch lefonecha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's pshat. Naturally, it's this kavim lotzei. Their pshat is that you have to make sure there's not a trap. The dvarim see the pesach. That is Taisvis Teretz. The Reish Yosef and Beir wants to say a Teretz. Taisvis says over here by us that this is a Tzedek de Rabbono. That Dvoirem Ha'ein Minoy Nitzu. That's Mitzvah Gemara and Beir. It's only a Tzedek de Rabbono. The Machloikis, the Trumas HaDeshen, and the Mogen Avrom, and Simi Shin Yudalit. If you have a Isser de Rabbono, if a Psik Reishe is Mutter by an Isser de Rabbono, the Trumas HaDeshen was makel by an Isser Darabonon. If I'm doing something, and there's a Psik Reishe, I'll be Yoiv an Isser Darabonon, the Trumas HaDeshen was makel. So the Reish Yosef says, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, is Hamanach HaTeret Antois Viskashe. Since this is a Tzeidu Darabonon, so by a Malachi Darabonon, a Psik Reishe is Mutter.